Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is what to say from Mark 14, 55 to 60. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against Jesus. We heard him say, I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days will build another not made by man. Yet even then their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you? Do you wonder at Jesus' silence? Why he didn't speak to defend himself? Let me ask you this. Have you ever spoken plainly and truthfully about something and no one believed you, listened to you? Perhaps you recognized a new manufacturing method. You told the boss and all around you that this would work better, but no one listened. What did you do? Likely you stopped talking. More words were fruitless. Jesus had come to bear the fruit of the kingdom of God, but few listened to him. Jesus had plainly spoken kingdom truths before these men who sought to kill him. He knew plainly how they had responded, and he knew they had no desire to seek the true way. Their desire was to put him away. And so it is with us too often. You and I hear Jesus' truth. Would he give up speaking to you? Is your purpose to stay in your ways and to put Jesus away? He calls you to account. He calls you to action. He calls you to salvation. Why don't you just let him speak? Why don't you get up and do what he says? Pause to consider, Jesus is speaking to save you.